Box office, Kraven the Hunter $11 million is worst debut for Sony's universe of Marvel movies. By Breitbart News on December 16, 2024. The Spider-Man spin-off Kraven the Hunter got off to a disastrous start in North American theaters this weekend. The movie starring Aaron Taylor-Johnson earned only $11 million, according to studio estimates Sunday, making it one of the worst openings for a Marvel-adjacent property. Its box office take was even less than the film Madame Web. The weekend's other major studio release was Warner Bros. Animated The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, which made $4.6 million. Made for about $30 million, the movie is set 183 years before the events of the Lord of the Rings films and was fast-tracked to ensure New Line did not lose the rights to Tolkien's novels. Peter Jackson, Fran Walsh and Philippa Boyens have been working on future live-action films for the franchise. Meanwhile, the top of the charts again belonged to Moana 2 Inches and Wicked. Moana added $26.6 million to its domestic total in its third weekend and $57.2 million internationally, bringing its global tally to $717 million. It's now the fourth highest-grossing film of the year, surpassing Dune, Part 2. Wicked, which is in its fourth weekend, brought in another $22.5 million to take second place. The Universal musical has made over $359 million domestically and over $500 million worldwide. Gladiator 2 also made $7.8 million, bringing its domestic total to $145.9 million in 4 weeks. Kraven the Hunter is the latest misfire from Sony in its attempt to mine the Spider-Man universe for spin-off franchises without the lucrative web-slinger himself. Kraven joins Madame Web and Morbius in franchise additions that fell flat with both audiences and critics. The one exception on this roller coaster journey has been the Venom trilogy, which has made over $1.8 billion worldwide. The R-rated Kraven the Hunter was directed by J.C. Chandor and faced a number of delays, partly due to the Hollywood strikes. It was shot nearly 3 years ago and originally slated to hit theaters in January 2023. The film cost a reported $110 million to produce and was co-financed by TSG. Internationally, it made $15 million, but its potential for longevity appears limited. It currently carries a 15% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and got a C grade on CinemaScore from opening weekend audiences. It's not always a guarantee that you'll be able to connect with audiences when you have a spin-off character, said Paul Dergrabedian, the senior media analyst for ComScore. General audiences seem to want to know exactly what they're getting. Several awards contenders opened in limited release over the weekend, including Paramount's September 5 about ABC's coverage of the Munich Olympics hostage crisis, Amazon MGM and Orion's Nickel Boys, based on Colson Whitehead's Pulitzer winner about an abusive reform school in Florida, opened in 2 theaters in New York. It averaged $30,422 per screen and will be expanding to Los Angeles before going nationwide in the coming weeks. Some big hitters are on the way in the home stretch of the 2024 box office. Mufasa and Sonic the Hedgehog 3 will hit in the coming weeks along with a bevy of arthouse and adult releases like Baby Girl, Nosferatu and A Complete Unknown. The box office has seen a dramatic recovery since June, when it was down nearly 28% from the previous year. The deficit now stands at 4.8%. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to ComScore. 1. Moana 2, $26.6 million. 2. Wicked, $22.5 million. 3. Kraven the Hunter, $11 million. 4. Gladiator 2, $7.8 million. 5. Red 1, $4.6 million. 6. Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, $4.5 million. 7. Interstellar, re-release, $3.3 million. 8. Pushpa, The Rule, Part 2, $1.6 million. 9. The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, $1.4 million. 10. Queer, $790,954.